Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. We are the co-hosts of a podcast called A Thing or Two. It comes out every Monday, and the basic premise is this. We share all the stuff we think more people should know about.
So that's apps, recipes, books, the nationwide Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean shortage that nobody else was talking about.
No one.
Our preferred vacuum brands, of which we have multiples, and critical explorations of our unique approaches to paper towel usage.
Listen, we think you're going to like it. A lot of people do. And who's to say you'll be any different? Listen and subscribe wherever it is you listen and subscribe to podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Okay, you guys, this is so crazy. Kravis are engaged. Kravis is engaged. I don't know what the grammar is, but oh my God, this is so exciting. I have to be honest with you guys. Somebody sent it to me because friend of a friend was like working the florist. So I knew about it before. So I think that's why it took me a bit to like digest it, because somebody sent it to me. It was like, oh, they're working on the flowers for Kravis engagement is happening right now. And I was like, what? And then legit, I saw photos of like Courtney and Travis like walking by the beach at Miramar. And I was like, what? Like they looked like they were in daywear from the faraway shots. And I was just like, no, what? This can't be true. Also, I didn't want to ruin their moment, even if I believed it, because I was like, they're going to want to post it. I'm not going to post it. Anyway, so I think that's when the news really started breaking and the Kardashians were sharing and everything like that. I was like, yeah, well, I knew better in the morning, but it took me time. It was kind of like the way I digested even like my own engagement, because it's so wild. It's so surreal. And then you're like, wait, what? And then I think it really hit me the most when I saw Courtney's ginorm pear-shaped. Is it a pear-shaped or oval-shaped ring? That's like $1 million. It's gorgeous, but it's a very classic. I feel like we would think that Travis would get her some like black diamond or like skull. But no, it's a very, very gorgeous diamond. Looks like classics that other Hollywood women have had. But this is so exciting. They're so in love. The whole family is there. Yes, it is being filmed for the Hulu show. We saw cameras. We saw mics. Ah, it's so exciting. Who can wait? Who can fucking wait to watch that shit? But a lot of people are now speculating, like, also, she had this like really long walk to the beach. Did she know? Also, like roses, candles in a public setting like this, like, some of us are speculating, and I could see that maybe there was a private engagement where Travis proposed to Courtney, and this was kind of orchestrated for the show. I wonder, because I don't know. I really, really don't know, but it kind of makes sense, because you do ask yourself, would Courtney, a person that until now didn't even want to get married and wanted to keep relationships private. I know Kravis has not been private lately. Oh, and Courtney, who didn't even want to be on the show. Well, she's a stake and she flips. All of a sudden, orchestrating an entire proposal, candles, roses, like so choogy, right? This isn't like a hardcore proposal. It's on the beach. It has candles. It has roses. It's super basic, except they're wearing black and she's wearing black boots. That kills me. I think that for me, it also comes with mixed emotions because it sort of is weird to me to feel like my girl Cord, even though she is my sister and it would be incest, is off the market. Like, that's a weird feeling. Like, this is the Cord we have for now and forever, which is like, she's so happy, so I'm happy. But it's also like skull wearing, like band sweatshirt wearing punk rock, you know, chick. Whereas like Travis, he's going to be like that his whole life. You know, he's a Rolling Stone. But Courtney, like, I have to be honest, I do miss Courtney's savage style. I loved her streetwear. And now, you know, the hoodies are a little much for me. Like, the streetwear isn't like my style inspo anymore. But fuck me, who cares? My fucking street style is an inspo to anyone. And she's so happy. Have we ever in our entire life seen anybody this happy? Like, all of us are getting insecure about our marriages because of Kravis. It is fucking insane. Like I said, the whole family there filming for the Hulu show. And so freaking excited. She looks so happy. They literally just got back from New York. She came with him. He was drumming on SNL with Young Thug. And I can't believe they did that. I'm like, aren't you tired? Like, those are thoughts in my head. But you know what? They're not normies like us. And maybe they don't get tired. It's so cute. And we are so freaking happy for them. And everyone's posting for them. And forever isn't enough. And I just see babies. Everyone's like, do you see babies? Of course I see babies. You think they're not going to have babies? I wouldn't be surprised if she was, you know, they were making a baby now. Like, Courtney loves children. She's always wanted a gazillion children. And she's found the love of her life, not a baby daddy with a toxic relationship. You think she doesn't want to have his baby? You are wrong. She wants to have more than one. That's what I think. So I wonder when that is going to happen, when we're going to see that. And you know what? A lot of people feel like they're doing a lot. You know how I like to say do less. I can see your POV, but how about we all just come in unison and realize that these are two people that met in the middle of their lives. I mean, no, sorry, became romantic in the middle of their lives, have been neighbors and friends forever, and have fell in love so deep, so hard, and are so fucking happy that even if you're not a Kravis number one stan like I am, and you feel like maybe they could wear less black, or maybe, you know, she doesn't have to quote the Misfits, and like maybe he doesn't have to hold her ass on the street where it looks like he's like itching her butt crack. Maybe she should have gone to Kim's SNL. All those things, and not just his, all those things are like, you have a point. But let's just be happy for their undying love, because it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm just wishing them the biggest congratulations. And Cord, I'm waiting to know, am I maid of honor or just bridesmaid? Flower girl is cool. Don't we think that Evanescence, I could just see the walking down the aisle be like, wake me up inside, wait down in and tell me one more time. I'm sorry for everybody. Anyway, I'm just so excited that I'm just viewing things left and right. I'm just so excited, you guys. Kravis, we shipped them from day fucking one, you guys. We're the true fans. We're the real ones. And we're just wishing them a lifetime of happiness. And we can't wait to see their punk rock wedding. Court is engaged. This is a fucking monumental moment. This is our Super Bowl. Oh my God. Let's get into this week's episode. Okay, you guys, I am here today with my friend and fellow podcaster, Alyssa Amoroso. Amoroso.
Yes, you said it correct.
Okay. We did like a podcast. When was our first podcast together? What, like 2000? It was when?
It was before Matt James was Bachelor.
No, what do you mean, babe? It was when Hannah B's season of The Bachelorette probably like ended. So when was that? Hannah B's Bachelorette.
I feel like I want to say it was like a freaking year before the pandemic. So is this like 3 years ago?
No, when was she The Bachelorette? Season 15, 2019.
Oh my God.
So that's 2 years ago, 2+ years ago. We did our first podcast together and it was funny for a few reasons. One is like, you were at my house.
Oh my God. Right? And I was just listening to your pod with Jared and you were saying the same thing. Isn't it crazy? We used to do that.
Oh my God. Don't say on here that I repeat shit.
No. But my point is like, we all used to go in person, which is so weird to think now that we used to like.
It's so weird to think. It's like, hey, but like, okay, if you know the person, but like we were strangers. Like, I don't even know if we were like following each other at the time. It was just like, oh, you have a podcast. I have a podcast. Let's podcast. This was like the beginning. Now, if I like don't know somebody, I like don't want them on my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
then it was like, I was just a whore of like podcasting. Same. And you came over to my house, which is so cute. And we podcasted and we had so much fun and we definitely vibed. And the funniest thing, which I'll always remember, I feel like it's going to be 20 years from now and I'll repeat it, but it's like, we were both just like, well, I was hating on Tyler C for those who followed me then and followed along. And I still am like a steak about him because he is really hot, but like, I don't get why he's getting all these nice things, you know?
Because
like,
he's hot.
Why are you?
Because he's. That's literally why.
He's literally like living life. He's like, just went on Kim's first SNL. I'm like, call her Kim Kardashian West. Like, name her by her full fucking name.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was getting all these nice things. He got Gigi Hadid. We were fucking spinning. He was hanging out with Serena Williams. He was at Oma's fucking funeral. Oh, we were like,
wow.
Oma.
Yeah, those Rest were the days. Peace, Oma.
I mean, we were like, how did he get this? This was before, this was like, I feel like the beginning of when Bachelor people started being like, famous in a different way than they were before. He was like spotted outside Hannah B's house, but it like kind of seemed like a setup photo shoot, right?
It's because he's not just like hunky guy, hot. He's universally attractive. And do you want to know the best thing ever? My mom, my sister and I joke, we're like, my mom is like a horn dog for Tyler C. Also like happily married, like 40 years.
I thought she was a horn dog for Pilot Pete.
Oh, him too. Probably not as much anymore. Tyler C. It's like word vomit. Like she sees him and she's like, he is something. I'm like, chill out, you freak. Like keep it in your pants. She thinks Tyler C. is like the hottest thing ever. And I have a question. Do you think him being on The Bachelor has made him like cheesy hot because he has The Bachelor associated to him? Like if he came up in Hollywood the way like Brad Pitt did, we would be like, oh my God, he's a movie star. But because The Bachelor will forever be attached to his name, I feel like it's embarrassing for people to be like, I love Tyler C. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, I think that he's embarrassing because all of his grid is shirtless photos.
Yeah.
And like, if I'm single right now and I'm on Raya, because that's where I would be, obviously, and I saw Tyler C and I was like, oh, let me go check out his Instagram because I don't know him. Mm. And it would be like the whole 10 like photos that you would see first, I would see abs. I wouldn't say yes. Like I'd say yes, maybe to like, are you up? But I wouldn't say yes to a date because, like, I don't want that. Nobody wants that. If I go to an Instagram profile of someone I just met on a dating app, I want to see 9 photos total. Mm-hmm. I want to see your last one posted in 2017. And I want to see one of your niece, one of your dog, and, like, one of you.
You want to hike.
Exactly. I was going to say in Europe or
yes,
like traveling.
Yes, 100.
I do not want to see like open Tyler C's, Alyssa.
I'm really curious.
Like I looked the
now.
Other day, like it's all shirtless. Like we get it. You have 1,000 abs. Mm. You are very hot. Like you said, universally, I love that saying because I also say it like that. Why do we say it like that? Because there are a lot of hot guys. Guys that you would find attractive, guys that I would find attractive, guys that your mom would find attractive, guys that people have different tastes in men. But there's someone that's like, you can't say like, no, he's ugly.
Exactly. Like that's Tyler like, C. Yes.
Like everyone's going to think he's hot. But apropos Brad Pitt, would Brad Pitt wear pants that reach above his ankles, loafers that look like he's a really small size in shoes, and a jacket that is busting at the seams?
I don't know why, but I love that you were stuck on his ankle showing.
No, I'm done.
It's my favorite. Like,
no one gets me. It's one of those things, like, mostly my followers get me, but there are some things that they're not in my, like, vibe. And I feel like nobody was like, oh my God, his ankles. Like, nobody. Like, it's me alone.
You're on an island. Alone. You're like, these fucking ankles, if I see them one more time.
It's like nobody gets it. But I'm like, you know what? But you guys, well, I don't want to like, you know, throw it in anyone's face. But like I was at SNL. I saw the ankles. You guys didn't see the ankles. But if you need to see the ankles, go back to the season because his whole wardrobe, his whole wardrobe. I wonder like if his style, you know how Kim gets fitted for her body and it's like all very form fitting. Like even her SNL outfits were like Kim K outfits.
Yeah.
Like they were all the form fitting. I wonder if Tyler C is like, does he have pants that reach the shoes? And does he have shoes that aren't loafers? He even has, you know how a loafer has the tassel? Mm. He has the tassel loafers.
Wait, you know what I think there should be? An Instagram account called Tyler C's Ankles. And it's like his ankles in different settings, like where they're just like a few inches but are showing.
It would have one follower and it would be me.
No, because,
and I would be a hate follower.
But there's freaky feet people out there. And right. Like, I feel like he could probably make money off these ankles somehow. He needs to monetize.
I'm telling you, he has small feet and he just needs to like resize.
Wait, he has small feet?
I don't know. I feel like the loafers without the socks make them look small.
Okay. I have a thing about loafers and flats in general. They've always reminded me of like hooves, like animal hooves. Like when you just have, you can't have this big body with these big muscles with these like little, like little shoes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I get insecure. Like, let's say I'm wearing I don't know how Kim does it because she has like an hourglass shape that's like beautiful and she'll wear like tight and then like little beanie shoes. I get like weirdly like I'll feel weird about it. Like
100%.
I feel like I need like a chunky shoe to like balance my body out.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So the people that wear these like little tiny shoes, I'm like, you are a reindeer. And like these need to go. Like those little like legs, I can't do it.
Yeah, he has some stuff to work on. You know, the distance between the eyebrows bugs me. We go nitty gritty for Tyler C, but he is universally
hot. I was just going to say,
is he interesting? Because I know somebody that was like on a date with him and she said like, no, he's not a man of, you know, he's like, yeah. Like, I feel like maybe his personality shines with like Matt.
He's a jock. He's a jock. He played football at Wake Forest. He's like every guy we know.
He's really trying though to be in the industry. Like he's going to be on this like dancing show on Fox, like where they're recreating Dirty Dancing or something that no one asked for.
Might I say though, I think he could have played it a little better in terms of he had so much clout when he first came off and he was dating Gigi Hadid. And there was like rumors he was going to model for Calvin Klein and this and that. He should have starred in a movie 2 years ago. Like, I think he almost now is coming too convoluted by doing these, like, little, like, dancing shows and that, like, home improvement show that, like, didn't go anywhere on Peacock or whatever. I think...
No, it was Quibi.
Oh, Quibi. Yeah. They're all the same to me. Like, those...
No, because I think Quibi is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, well, that's
is
my...
Is it even called Quibi?
But that's my point. Like, he was doing too many little things where I think he should have done the Addison Rae and just, like... gone from like mega influencer height of their career to another mega thing. Like how she's kind of just like riding this wave. She's in movies, she's singing. He almost now is like taking a step down, I feel.
You have a really good, like he's lost momentum maybe. Like he should have went, but I do think, I get what you're saying and I love the deep analysis here. But I do always say, and I feel like it still stands true that specifically, Tyler C and Matt played the game of Bachelor Nation better than anyone.
Flawlessly.
Because I have this feeling that they have good connections from even before. So even when they were bed bunking and like sleeping together and showering together and not making money and like living on the Upper West Side and like I said, sharing a room. I think they had good connects in the city. Do you get what I mean? Like they knew people who knew people. So I think that's how Matt's going to, you know, the same fucking events Kravis and MGK MF are going to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Tyler has that vibe too. Like he has opportunities, you know, he's not doing, you know, only Revolve Around the World. Like he's doing other things.
Yeah.
And.
Cause they're nice people. I think, honestly, I think they're just nice guys. Yeah. I do. Just from like.
And they look really good.
Just from knowing them. Yeah. Like knowing people that know them. And like, I just think they're nice, down to earth people. But yeah, it is interesting. Okay. But that's just also the publicist in me. Like I look at them and I'm like, how would I play this if I was their publicist? And like, I maybe would do a few things differently. But I do agree. Like they have this momentum. Like Matt James was on Dancing with the Stars and he never was even on a Bachelor show previous to being The Bachelor. Like, he really...
Wait, let's say, though, that he got kicked off, which is very surprising. Because he got the moves from TikTok. Apparently, you guys can look into this. People are kind of mad. People are feeling like it was on a technicality.
Because of Chris Harrison thing?
No. That he got kicked off of Dancing with the Stars due to, like, a technicality. Like, something didn't make sense. Oh. It was kind of, like, down to, like, a judge's vote. I don't watch dancing, so I don't know the intricacies of, like, the judging system. But some people were very mad. And, yeah, I wish he would have gone further. But the thing is with them is, like, I feel like on one hand, they are enjoying the fruits of their loins that are the that is the Bachelor franchise. That doesn't make sense. But they're not. But at the same time, and I've even gotten this like confirmed by a insider, but at the same time, they don't want to be associated with it. Like they wouldn't want to come on a Bachelor in Paradise cameo a la Dean and Kaylin and like introduce like a dating, you know, dating card. Like they would be like, ew, disgusting, like never. But they want to enjoy the cool stuff, like the really, really, really cool stuff that you can do. But they don't want to like be like associated. But they want, like, he got the SNL gig, Tyler.
Which is huge.
Matt got Dancing with the Stars. Like, yeah, it's huge because he was the only like Bachelor. Other than that, they were all huge stars, you know? It's huge. It's fucking huge. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is in the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. It supports over 30,000 stores online, and why wouldn't you install it? I'm telling you, it could get you savings, okay? Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. You check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if it finds a working coupon, which most of the time it does, you're going to watch that price drop, okay? I love using Honey. I was just on Nordstrom the other day shopping for something and I was like, oh, let me just check. Brrr, calculating, literally found a 10% off code. I didn't have to try. You guys, I used to Google like coupon code. Boo, 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 boo. Honey, like you don't need to do that anymore, okay? So listen, to get Honey, all right, which you should have it because you're straight up missing out on savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and you're going to be supporting this podcast because they're going to be happier getting it. So you go to joinhoney.com/notskinny and you join Honey. That's joinhoney.com/notskinny to download the browser extension today and just do it. Do it quick. joinhoney.com/notskinny.
So I heard, and I don't know if this is true, like, I don't even know where I get this shit from, but I heard that Matt James likely wasn't going to make it far in Dancing with the Stars because it's on ABC, and a lot of people that are upset Chris Harrison got fired or was removed or chose to leave, whatever it may be, a lot of people blame Rachel and him for that situation, for Chris Harrison no longer being the host. So again, I don't know if this is true, but people, I was hearing that he's kind of like getting backlash of people not wanting to support him, which is interesting. Like, I think people look at his season as the season that ruined things for them.
Well, I think at the end of the day, like, Rachel is doing fine. You know
and
what
she's
mean?
A doll. I met her. She's a sweetest pie. You met her too.
Yeah. She's also like, so fucking gorgeous. It's
so painful. Pretty. It hurts.
Like, it's really annoying. And then she's so sweet. Yeah. And you're like, fuck you.
No, 100%.
But, you know, and I don't know. I hope not because, you know, she apologized. I think the one of the nicest apologies we've seen.
True.
It was very well written. And then she did the work and they're back together and they're in love, you know, and they seem very, very happy. I secretly hope like that he's treating her right because I'm like, I can tell how in love with him she is. Even when I met her and I was like, how's it going? Like, you could just tell, like, she's in love with his bunions, you know, like she's in love with the, like, literally. And I know that kind of love. That's like when you first meet somebody, you don't smell their morning breath. You don't see that their beard is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, you love their bunions, like that kind of love. So I hope that that he like treats her well, because I don't know on his side, like how I what I remember is him, you know, from the season and then seeing her after the whole scandal and him not even being able to hug her. He was so like hurt by her.
Yeah.
And shit.
It's hard to get a read on him. Like how
it's hard to get a read on
right?
him. Yeah. Because that's the other thing. Like, who are you? Are you against Bachelor Nation? Are you yeah. into it? Are you a hater? Are you a lover? Like, are you, you know, it always kills me over and over that Andy Cohen, when he's had Tyler and Matt on, which by the way is another thing. I don't know which Bachelor Nation people are going on. Watch What Happens Live.
True.
Andy asked both of them separately, just casually. He'd be like on one question, and then he'd move on and be like, so Matt, did you and Tyler ever blow each other?
Okay, I have feelings about this.
And they were both like, which like is fine that they answered this way, but they were like, no.
Okay, but I love Andy Cohen, but I just think if it was someone else asking someone these questions,
yeah.
he would be canceled. And I noticed yeah. he's doing that. He did it to like Tom Schwartz and Sandoval too. He did it to someone else recently too. Maybe it was like Carl and
like,
Carl
the
and
thing
Luke
is or- like, I feel like it... Does it turn him on? Like, is he trying to get...
I think he's like, turned...
What is he trying to get?
I think he's into it because he's... In his head, it's like his ultimate fantasy to see, like,
right.
Matt James and Tyler getting it on.
Oh, my
but
God.
But if that was another, like, male host and 100%. Asked women... I'm just always so surprised when he asks those things and there's no...
That's so true, Alyssa. I love loving, like, A for analysis because it's so true. And I've heard about Andy. I've met him once. And he wasn't so nice to me. Mm. And I didn't assume, I didn't think he was going to be like, hi.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, I think that I knew the vibe going
totally.
Into it. So I wasn't super surprised that he wasn't as excited to meet me as I was to meet him. But then I have also heard from different Bravo, you know, women that maybe he's not as nice to the women as he is to the men on the shows. And then you see questions like this and how into it he is. And it's like, it throws you off because it's so vulgar, right?
Well,
to just be like,
well, we watched,
boom, like, did you give a blowjob? And you're like, whoa, what?
We
what?
Watched
like,
Britney Spears documentaries that? Of men asking her, oh, did you lose your virginity? And it's like, now we're watching it back 20 years later being like, how dare they ask her that? But then Andy yeah. Cohen, current day, is like, yeah. did you blow each other? And everyone's like, oh, it's so funny. Which, again, I'm like not in the business of like getting anyone in trouble, but I just watch these things and I notice, I'm like, this is so weird that like no one else thinks this is like a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah. And I think that he gets away with a lot. Not in terms of, I don't even like the word canceled on here.
Me either.
Like, that's not what we're getting at.
I agree.
It's just like, I think he gets away with a lot. And like, I would honestly be scared to be a castmate of any show because of like, would he like me? Like, would he be nice to me? And you could always tell who his favorites
yeah.
are, like who he's like, shut up, Kristen, you know, or like enough of you. Like, I feel like you can.
He was always mean to Jax, kind of like you could tell. Who
always
he...
mean to
yeah.
Jax. And Jax, I think, even could tell. And what was the last reunion that I watched with him that was also like he was off-putting to someone? But listen, I don't know. I just know that even if they did blow each other, they probably wouldn't tell it to Andy. They probably wouldn't be like, listen, we experimented. Like, they're not going to open this up right now.
But also, so, like, are you not allowed to be two hot best friends without being sexually attracted to each other?
Maybe you're, I mean, listen, they might be sexually attracted to each other.
But maybe they're also just hot friends.
Hot friends that like TikTok together and like do like the roll
no,
and shit.
You know what
I don't
it is?
Know.
They know they're what? Hot. So
they know they're hot.
Sex sells.
And it's like thousands of abs in like one frame. And you're like, who do I look at? And they looked so good together.
Yeah.
And it's like Myler. And it's like, it's a romance, babe. It's a fucking bromance.
Beyond.
How are we still in Matt James? Oh, because I wanted to get to it. So Alyssa and I, this won't be funny anymore to anybody, but I have to repeat it every time we podcast together.
Yeah, every time.
This is when Tyler C was, you know, taking over the world with Gigi, Oma's funeral, the whole shindig. And Alyssa and I were talking about Matt James. And then Alyssa said, one of the funniest things that stays in my head forever. It's like, she's like, do you know what I've been thinking? And I was like, what? And she goes, we couldn't get Tyler C in the podcast, but we could probably get Matt James. And I like fucking peed my pants about it. And listen, we couldn't get Matt James. Like, we might not be able to get
not anymore.
Matt James today.
We missed the boat.
And then you saw him. Remember you saw him on like a bike?
Like city
you
biking.
You texted me. You're like, this is how into it we were, you guys. And this was before Matt James was like a thing.
This was before he was
just
the Bachelor.
Tyler C's roommate. That's it. So we kind of, I mean, could we give us some credit? As you guys know, I like take credit of shit I don't deserve. Is like, could we take any credit here of noticing the potential and how big of a part he has like in Tyler's life? And
we call
whatever.
It here clout farming, which I think actually Harry Jowsey made up. But it's when you like clout farm off of someone else's clout. So like, for example, Tyler had all the clout, but we knew who Matt James was because he was in every single video. It's when you like kind of become notable for being friends with someone notable. And Matt James was just like reaping all the benefits of his friend dating Gigi Hadid. And you and I were like, he's like, we had the foresight to know this guy's going to be known.
No, because it was what was also wild is like there was so much personality.
So,
you know,
much.
Which we didn't get to see on The Bachelor. And that was also shining through and made us think that like, not only that he is probably clout farming because he wanted to be in those videos. He wasn't like, no, don't film me. He was like in the back
exactly.
And like in the bunk and like, you know, all the shit that we were like, wait, oh, you're reminding me. I feel like that's essentially why he was rubbing me the wrong way at the time, because it did really seem like you're trying to ride this like wave of your friend's success, which went for him. And I feel like now that he has the success, he's kind of like standoffish in the way of like, I'm really cool. Here I am at the UFC, like with my Crocs and fucking.
Wait,
I'm making that up. But, he still wasn't. But, he was with Crocs at Nobu. Sorry.
He does wear Crocs.
Crocs at Nobu Malibu. Yeah. You guys, give me a freaking Bellini. Give me a freaking mimosa, but give it to me in a can because I can't always make it to brunch, okay? Oza is made with premium sparkling wine, 100% real fruit juice, which is 80% less sugar and 60% fewer calories than traditional mimosas. But it doesn't sacrifice that incredible taste that you know and love, you basic B. You guys need to try Oza. It's so freaking yummy and amazing, and you're trying everything in a can. That's alcoholic because we have problems. So you need to try Oza and get $5 off. That visit try Oza. That's tryoza.com. And you're going to get Oza mimosas shipped straight to your door today. And you use code NOTSKINNY, you guys, to get $5 off your first purchase of Oza. That's tryoza, OHZA.com to get your Oza mimosas shipped to your door today. Head over to tryoza.com to grab your Oza mimosas and use my code NOTSKINNY for $5 off your first order, you guys. It is freaking delicious, okay? They have 4 wonderful flavors, including classic orange, mango cranberry, and peach Bellini. My faves are the mimosa and the peach Bellini because, like I said, I'm a basic bee who loves to brunch, and it just is so reminiscent of that. And that way I don't have to leave my house. Try Oza.
Before we move off Tyler C., I have
Which we
a question.
Could do episode. We could do like a,
a deep dive
series.
So we are the official correspondents for Tyler C. and Matt James. Okay. I want to ask you something, and like, you might not answer it because I haven't seen you talk about this, and like, I'm dying to know. And if I'm dying to know, I think your audience is dying to know.
Oh my God. What?
Did Kim invite you to SNL? Like, you didn't say how.
Everyone is dying to
know. Tell us.
And it just makes me not want to share it because it's like, can't I have something to myself? Like, do I need to fucking open my primary box DMs to all of you? Like,
fair,
everyone
I'm like,
wants to fucking know. But like, can't people like, can't people like add one and one together? I am Commanda. I am in the fam. Add one and one. And no, I won tickets on the fucking street that day. Now I'm annoyed. Kim DM'd me and said that she's so excited that I'm going to be there. And quote, we have to meet after. So for all you thirsty bitches, she did say that.
Also, you looked beautiful. Like, oh, your outfit. You. Like, I was like, even my sister who follows you was like, Amanda killed it with the look for Saturday Night Live.
It was like a perfect amount of trying, but not too much, right?
Perfect.
And it was my first... it was my first try on because like someone like me, like that morning, Noah's first nap, which was like at 9, I like tried this shit on, which is so unlike me. And this was my first idea. And then like everyone I showed it to was like, no, that's perfect.
Perfect.
And I was like, okay, then I'm just going
to go like,
with
it. And like the chic hair back. Like it was just perfect. Because I know if that was me, I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, what am I wearing? What if I meet Chris? Like you get in your head with that stuff. Like you're saying.
You get in your head because you don't know. Like anyway, so my sister Arielle came with me. There was a lot of family drama. So who's going to come with me? I was almost like, fuck this whole fucking shit. But our kind of point of reference was that I saw Karlie Kloss there because she's like 1,000 feet tall. So I was like, wherever Karlie Kloss goes, like I know that she's important and she's probably sitting somewhere important. Then I saw that she was like in my section. I was like, what does that mean? Still don't know. Then we get in the hall, which isn't so big. And then Arielle saw Karlie Kloss's head and she saw that between Karlie Kloss and the next person, there were 5 empty seats that were like middle. Like,
yeah.
And we were like, okay, the fam's there at 100. And then we saw Scott, which was so wild because like everyone with masks, Scott and Jonathan walk in without
zero
masks. Oh my God. It was so funny because this guy was sitting next to us. This is what you guys are going to love. So then I see Steph Shep walking in and Tracy and like with both of them, I'm super friendly. Then we see Simon, Corey, Kanye. And then Chris and Chloe weren't there. So immediately we assume that they're either going to be on the show or they're backstage. So this guy was sitting next to us and he hears me and Arielle being like, there's Corey, there's Simon, there's this. And like, there's Tracy and there's Steph Shep. And he's like into it. He's like, oh my God, you guys know everything. Like, let me know.
He's like who's
keep
who?
Me posted. Yeah. No, but listen to this. He's like, keep me posted. And then all of a sudden, like Tracy sees me and she like waves to me. And then Steph Shep sees me and waves to me. And the guy's like,
who are you?
Wait, what? Yeah. Who are you? Like, wait, you're the fangirl and you know them?
That's
and that was
funny.
Just like the perfect kind of like moment of like kind of what my life is. Like, it's like, I'll always be a fangirl. You know what I mean? I'll never lose that. And no matter like who I know or like where this life will take me, it's like and it was just so funny seeing his face. Like, wait, you were just like,
yeah, he's like, wait you know all those people you've been like excited to see. I'm so confused.
Right. And it was that moment where I was like, oh my God, this shit is so confusing. And I don't know. It just feels weird to like, I also feel like when you talk about people's like DMs and even though they're famous and stuff, like,
yeah,
you want to keep their privacy. Like,
it feels
private,
invasive.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I don't think it's unprivate to say what I said.
No.
Right?
Oh my God. No, because it's like I knew you got invited through her somehow. But I think as someone that like is, I think people, just because I consume your content, even though we're friends, like people are excited for you because like your dreams are like we're watching them happen. So everyone's just like, wait, what the, like how? I think that's why people want to know. Not because people are nosy, but it's just like this actually happened for her. It's like pretty crazy.
No, I get it. People, that's the thing, like. I agree with you. It's from when I called you guys thirsty bitches. I mean it in the most loving way. The happiness, like my mom commented in Hebrew on my pic, which is like so cute,
aww,
but you guys won't understand it. She wrote like, oh my God, Amanda, it's so exciting to see how people are so happy for you.
That's so sweet.
Because like she saw, because we couldn't have our phones on inside. So I like legit... Okay, listen to how fucking gross I am. The only thing I knew for sure about this night is that I'm posting a fucking picture under the NBC sign before I go in. I was like, I told my sister, I was like, there's one thing I know about tonight. I don't know where I'm sitting. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what it's going to be. I know I'm posting that fucking picture
100%.
To let people know. And then we went in and then I saw my mom's comment in Hebrew and it just said like that it makes her emotional, like how people are so happy for you that don't even fucking know you. And that really makes me emotional. So you guys deserve to know the whole fucking story. And
here like, I am interviewing
I'm the opposite
you.
Of mysterious. It's like, I want to be that mysterious. I want to be like Dakota Johnson that doesn't have an Instagram. But here I am.
I know.
You know? Dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with bod equality. Body equality means size equality, price equality, and style for women everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles in every size and with no difference in price because we deserve it and our sisters, moms, and friends do too. Did you ever wish you could just shop with your friends and find your size in the same section they're finding it, pay the same price. Old Navy heard you. They made every size from 00 to 28 available in every store with no special sections. Aren't you tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try it at home because a store didn't carry your size? Old Navy heard you. Like I said, every size from 00 to 28 and extra small to 4X is carried in every single store and ready to hit the fitting rooms with you. Also, everything fits everybody well. It's not jeans made for one body type and for one size. Body quality means that now in every store, you're going to see mannequins in multiple sizes. And online, you're going to see the styles you love on models in sizes 4, 12, and 18. Models that look like you, look like me, look like your friend, look like your mom. It's just amazing and fun. And that's where the world should be going towards and working towards. And I commend Old Navy for doing this. That's body quality, you guys. A revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/bodyquality for additional details. Style subject to availability.
Just before we switch gears again, talking about Jonathan Sheban, I can never say his last name. I have the most embarrassing story ever.
Food God, babe. Food God. Call Food him God. By his official name.
Oh, fair, fair. I forgot. Food God. Trademarked. So I ran into him one time in the city at La Avenue, the restaurant uptown. And I went up and said hi to him because he's friends with my friend's dad. Don't ask. So I was just like, oh, like, hi, Jonathan. Like, I'm friends with so-and-so. And he was like, oh, my God. So it felt like a good thing to connect on when you know mutual people. And I never go up to anyone. Like, I'm just not that way. But he's very approachable for whatever reason. So fast forward like a year later and I'm in Miami and I'm sitting down. And of course, he gets seated at the table next to me and he's staring at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Do you think he remembers me? Also, keep in mind, I'm so not that person. Like, I'm like, I can meet you 15 times and I don't expect you to remember me because I don't remember you. Like, I'm just one of those people who I don't remember faces. But the way he was staring at me, I'm like, he is staring at me. So finally, I look at my friend and I'm drunk at this point. And I'm like, Food God keeps staring at me. Like, should I say something? And she goes, oh, no, I think he caught me taking a picture of him. It was my friend behind me with her phone up zooming. And I was like, are you kidding me? That is so embarrassing. Put your phone down. I am mortified. Like, here I am being like big headed, being like, Jonathan's like staring at me.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing is that?
You're like, stop embarrassing me. He secretly remembers me. He's just too shy to say hi.
And like, yeah, he was looking honestly, at me because we were taking pictures of him.
He looks way less because I feel like we start to think of people as their like characters. So like when I think of him, I think of like Benny Drama's like imitation of him.
Yeah.
Which is all like plumped up. And like all of a sudden I saw his face and I was like, oh, like you look normal. And Scott did look sad. And then I secretly was like, oh, my God, Scott hates me. Like, that's when you get in your head that, like, he cares, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, my God, Scott hates
that's
me.
That's so true, though.
But Scott could hate me, by the way. This is not far-fetched, people. I'm deep in. Commanda is deep inside, and he could hate me.
He totally could, actually, because we didn't think it was possible that celebrities were seeing your stories, and now all of them. Like, you just don't freaking know anymore.
You don't freaking know. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did. But okay, I want to move on to, you know, the couple of the week that they're kind of, defeating Kravis in the most talked about couple, MGK MF, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, also known as Coulson Baker. They had a British GQ interview where all the memeable things came out of, which is you are weed and we just breathed each other's breath and walked away and all these fucking things that we were like, whoa, chicky, chicky, whoa, whoa.
Do you? Okay. First of all, I feel like this week with celebrities, everyone's just off their rocker between Demi Lovato and the alien thing and MGK with and Megan Fox with this and then Courtney and Travis with the I want to suck your skull or whatever. It's like, is everyone on shrooms this? I'm so confused. I feel like we're living in like the Vampire Diaries, but like IRL. I'm very thrown off.
Well, the skull thing is from the Misfits, a song by the Misfits. So like they are quoting punk lyrics.
That's a little better.
But I put this up after and I was like, I don't fucking know the Misfits. I listen to Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not quoting, you know, anything. And neither is Courtney, but now she is. I also put up today before we move on, we get back to MGKMF, is that Courtney is the queen of Halloween. She loves Halloween. We're different in that way. I don't. And she put up a Travis tattoo that we didn't know about, which is like the killer from Halloween. Like he has Mike from Halloween's face on his body. I actually responded to her story and I was like, oh my God, no. And she was like, I forgot about it. And I was like,
it's easy to forget which tattoos he has because he hasn't.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was telling people. Like people get so, you know, overly emotional about tattoos. Like, how did he get that? Oh my God, he got Courtney's name. And oh my God. Like, and I was trying to explain today my stories. Like, as somebody, I have like 5 tattoos. And when I was into getting tattoos, like, you would legit be like, hey, Amanda, I'm Alyssa. And I'd be like, Alyssa, that would be cool as a tattoo. Like, you're just waiting for like what to get tattooed. You're like,
I'm into like
flowers. Exactly. So Travis is literally like, of course he's going to get Courtney tattooed. If he didn't get her by now, I would be offended as Courtney. And if he likes Halloween and he liked the movie Halloween, he's getting it tattooed.
That's so true.
So that's just for people to know. But so Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, I call myself a steak because I flip and I've gone backside, front side, back again, front again with this couple. And I think this is so funny. When I read the interview, I was like, ugh, enough. But then when I saw the interview and the couple game that they played, and I saw that mostly everything was said in this like playful, humorous kind of way, and that they know each other better than I know my husband. I'm with my husband for 11 years. Mm-hmm. If you ask my husband all this shit, like I feel like he would fail, which is something I need to think about. But they asked each other such deep shit. And like, unlike Kylie and Travis Scott's, where it was like, what are your dog's names? And he didn't even fucking know.
He doesn't even know.
Here it was like, it was wild. But you could also see their moments. Like she asked him, she asked him, what pet do you look most like? Mm-hmm.
And what was it called? Muskrat or whatever? What's it called again?
I forget.
I think it's like
me rat?
Muskrat? What's I don't know.
Why are we stupid? What's it called?
But he does look like whatever that thing is.
And he was like, no,
a meerkat.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, the meerkat. And he was like, no. And she's like, no. Like they had that moment that like when a couple
like he knew what she was going to say.
Like that.
Yeah. I do think the video gave it better context, I have to say. But we were having a discussion at my office yesterday, and which is funny because I work with all guys. So to hear their opinion like is completely different. And basically we were having like an argument with, do we think the public is flipping on Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox? And I'm leaning towards, yes, I think people are starting to flip a little bit. Whereas in the beginning, it was like, I can't get enough. Like, they're so hot. And now it's kind of like, we know, like, you love blood and, like, you love talking about spirits. And I think now they're having a little bit of like a fall from grace in the sense that people are like, this is a little weird for my liking because it's so outside of like what traditional relationships look like in the media. So like they're kind of just like doing their own thing and it's weird for people, I think. But whatever.
Did you see the video by the comedian Chris Fleming about them? Did you watch it?
No.
Oh my God. This is exactly what you're saying, but he's really, really funny. And the way he put but he's not a boring fuckface. No,
he doesn't suck.
No, he's like, no, the way he put it, you guys, he said things that he said in this IGTV about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. He was basically saying that he feels like the media is trying to barrel them down our throats as like the it couple. And that we're like,
yep.
No, stop. So I'll send you the video after. But he really gave such good examples. He said it's like when you try to get your uncharming pet to take off on Instagram and it's like an ugly mixed dog, like in a bar, like you put him in a bar in a bad portrait mode and you're like classic Duncan and like Duncan isn't cute and like the pet Instagram isn't going to work. Yeah. And then he also said like that the media tried so hard to get you to like Google Machine Gun Kelly, get his history. And he's like, I opted out of Googling. I couldn't be less inclined to do the work. He said Machine Gun Kelly is like a Microsoft product. And this explains it better. He said it's like when there is a movie and in the movie there's a celebrity that's like fake. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like a movie created a celebrity and that doesn't like seem real. That MGK would be that like movie celebrity that is an IRL. And he just said that he takes to things like turtles take to lettuce, but this ain't it.
Wow.
So I was getting how he feels. And a lot of people agreed. This is a video by Chris Fleming. He's a funny comedian. But I will say that I could see it. And there is truth in many things. But also, when I saw the video, and listen, at the end of the day, I love being a cynic and I love being sarcastic and making fun of shit. Mm-hmm. But when I see love, and I see two people that do get each other and their weirdnesses and their quirks. And yeah, they are different. Like I couldn't probably be friends with Megan Fox if like her favorite place on earth to visit is the forest. Like we're not in the same vibe, you know? Like I want to go to a 5-star all-inclusive resort, you know?
100%. Like wine and dine me. Yeah, when she's like...
And like she's Megan Fox and she's being like the forest.
But okay, this is... what I'm realizing as we're discussing this, it's just like how media works in general. We build people on these pedestals, and once they're so famous, we're like, they're too famous now. I'm going to tear them down.
Like, oh my God, that's so true.
That's literally what happens. They were so, like, we saw a little piece of them, and we're like, we want more and more and more. So then we get more, and now we're like, now Megan Fox has a collaboration with Boohoo and a this and a that. And then she's in Skims ad. And now it's like she went from being out of the spotlight for 10 years to now she's so in the spotlight that we're like, you're too famous now. I'm over
well,
you.
Well, maybe, but Alyssa, that's a great point. But maybe, as I like to say, maybe they need to do less. Like do, by all means do, but a little less.
If you're a celebrity though, and you're getting all of these opportunities, you're also going to take
I wouldn't
them.
Take Boohoo. I wouldn't take Boohoo. She's above what? Boohoo.
But what if it's a multi-million-dollar collaboration?
Then that's different. But I feel like brand-wise, first of all, I'm a dumb bitch and I'm not going to be Kylie ever in my life because her Freddy Krueger collab is like, I can't stop screaming, crying, laughing about it. But she don't give a fuck. She'll do a Freddy Krueger. She'll do whatever the fuck. Whereas I'm going to not be rich because I'm going to be like, it's not going to work for my brand. And like, she doesn't care. She'll cover herself in blood.
Did you see the TikToks exposing Kylie Swim? I know you're not on TikTok, but I'm sure you've seen them on Reels.
I saw them. I mean, listen, was I going to buy it or did I hope for a PR box anyway? No, nothing looked like it would even fit me.
If I want a nipple cover, maybe.
Who, like, only Instagram models and, like, her friends, like, Stassi Baby, like, could wear that? Like, who's wearing that?
It's for,
that?
Like, surgically enhanced bodies.
100%.
Like, you so have to I have fake I'm, boobs to wear that.
And also, what's the up cost on this? Like, how much money? Like, is it worth it? Like, you're a billionaire and I get it. You want to invest in more brands. You have to have more brands. But, like, was this a necessary one? It's also winter.
Yeah. I'm also, the whole thing was confusing. The timing, the quality. I feel like we're riding this wave of body positivity and inclusivity, and like that wasn't there. Like, I just feel like it was all a miss. Like,
and then Kylie Baby came out 2 days later, right?
Yeah, it felt rushed. I don't know. Something about the swim really was probably the one thing I could say that she's done that really missed the mark. On like a lot of fronts. I think Chloe should come out with a size inclusivity, like flattering bathing suit line under Good American. I think that's like an amazing extension of her brand. Kylie, I don't think we really like needed swimwear from her that like give us frontal wedgies.
It's so funny though, because when she would talk about it, it's like, I could live in swimwear. Like that's how you're going to sell it. No, nobody could live in these. Like you are popping out of these.
We have roles. Also, like, you have to see, I'm going to send you one. You have to see the TikToks of people talking about, like, trying to fit their vagina in the front swimwear. People talk about, like,
Wait, they talk about it or they show it?
No, they talk about it. They're like, oh. They're like my whatever could never. And they go on and on talking about. And then the comments are just like out of control. People talking about like, how do you wax? How do you shave? Like, how do you fit? How do women fit into these like frontal thongs that she's putting
frontal
out there?
Frontal thongs.
It's so
frontal
good.
Frontal fucking thongs. So do we equate? So, okay, let's not equate Kylie Swim and Kylie Freddy Krueger collab to Megan Fox and Boohoo. Uh-huh. I'm just saying Boohoo is more of a like, you know, Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
I feel like she's so hot right now, Megan Fox. And it's like that, right? You're saying it's all the things. So I feel like I don't want to blame us as a society because, yes, we get into things. We want it. We want more. But it's like when you start dating someone, you also want them to be hard to get and not give you everything, you know, all the time. Like, we want more. We want to wait for that couple pick. We don't mm-hmm. want to know that you had sex on the table yesterday or like all this shit. This so it's maybe too much.
This is the thing. Couples like Bennifer, which are a whole different playing field. This is how I feel about celebrity couples. Again, I'm a former publicist, so everything I think through is like through this publicist's mind. But they are being paparazzied and seen because they want to be seen and they're putting it out there. Like, we don't see Taylor Swift and her boyfriend who've been dating right. for 5-10 years, however long, not 10, 5 years. We don't see Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Like, we are seeing Jen and Ben and Megan Fox and whatever, Coulson, because they're wanting to be seen and their teams wanting are it. Making this happen. You know, like, it is very.
Yeah, 100%.
It is in our face because they're like putting it in our face.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%. What side of the steak are you on? Are you into them right now? Are you not into them? What are you feeling?
You know, I think I might have flipped.
To which way?
I think I was so into them. I loved seeing Megan Fox back on the scene. I've never physically been into Machine Gun Kelly. I know you talk about this a lot, how like you sometimes think he's hot, sometimes don't. I love his music. I've been a Machine Gun Kelly fan because I like his music. I don't think he's like hot per se for me.
Do you know how many people think he's like so hot?
My coworkers, like, they're upset. People think he's the hottest thing to walk this planet.
People think he's the hottest thing. I smell cigarettes. I smell onions. No, like, I don't know why.
I can't do a frail, thin man. Like, even though he's so much taller than me, like, I want like more of like a jock kind of like build.
Yeah, but okay. But here's the difference between Coulson and a jock. Coulson is getting wild. Coulson likes vagina and wants to like have sex on your period. The jock does not. The mm-hmm. jock wants to do missionary and like look at his biceps. So 100%. I'm not sure the jock is what you should go for.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
I'm in between. I'm more of like a dad bod, like, you know, in between.
Yeah.
But my point is like, I'm not into like the thin man, but I do like, I'm into like alternative, like whatever, that's fine. But I'm just, whatever, physically not into him, but people love him. Like, they eat, sleep,
but because I
that.
Think, you know what I think? I think his demeanor is hot. Like, when he said to Megan, like, she's like, what's my secret talent? He's like, uh-huh. Like, mm-hmm. that was hot. When he was like, the first day we breathed each other's breath. And the second day.
It's like the BDE thing.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, except like, they are two peas in a pod because, like, I wouldn't be with him doing ayahuasca in the mountains of Bora Bora.
Yes.
Alyssa, I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. I always have so much fun with you. I could talk to you forever, you guys. Alyssa has a podcast called Tea with Publicity by Barstool, and you can find it everywhere you find podcasts, and she's Publicity on Instagram. Alyssa, anything else?
You're the best, Amanda. I feel like we could talk for 4 freaking hours, literally. I need to have you back on my podcast for a part 2 because we're just scratching the surface here.
No, we're scratching the surface. Like, we didn't get to half the shit, but that's when you know it was a good fucking episode. Yes. So thanks again, babe. I love you.
Love you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Amanda. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.